Okay, now do it.
Yeah.
Dear Chicago.
Sounds sad.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
This is Waylon. Are we doing Reader's Theater for Foul Monkey Slow People?
Today is November. 29th.
8th.
2012.
Episode 460.
So it seems like we've been away from this for a while, but it's only been a week, right?
Yeah, which is also funny since we're only doing like maybe two more recordings before before we take a hiatus for the holidays.
Actually, it's been like 2 weeks, right? Because last week I was
you
gone.
Left on recording day.
I left on Saturday.
Oh, that's right. So you were gone.
Yeah.
For recording day.
Oh, Lord. That was something.
Since that was our last thing we didn't, Thanksgiving would be our last thing, our first thing to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we might as well kick it off there. What did you do, Ricky?
I drove 11 hours to Virginia.
Are you, I have to add something. Are you glad that they have gun laws that require you like a 3-day wait before you can purchase a gun?
Oh boy, do I. So, all right. So I drive 11 hours to Virginia. As I'm getting into Virginia, I'm like, I'm starting to get kind of depressed because every year that I go there, it gets worse every year.
Right. So did you make, it on one tank of gas? Like you thought? I did not think
a tank
you would.
And a half.
Oh, well, that's still pretty bad. Pretty good. Yeah.
You could probably, I think we could probably do about a tank and a half to Lincoln, though. So that's kind of impressive.
Well, it's about 10 hours, yeah.
If I could have went 55 and a half the whole time, I probably could have done a whole tank. Because 55 is like where the best optimum gas savings, you know, is.
And through Indiana, it's 70.
Yeah.
I don't know about the toll road, though, but anyway, continue. Sorry.
Why the fuck would you want to
drive 55 miles for that long?
Well, I'm just saying.
I want to get in and get out.
But there's these people, all right, before I go into this, you know, when I was researching the stuff for the car, there's these people called hypermilers. Have you heard of these people?
No, but I can guess.
Oh, God.
Well, that, basically what these people do is take everything they can do to save as much gas as they can, right? I tried this for like 30 seconds in the car with Tony. Mm-mm, wasn't happening. He was so impatient. He's like, why are you going so slow? Why are the people beeping behind us? And I was like, okay, well, this isn't going to work with you in the car.
Well, at least you're not quite at, you know, fucking Prius.
Pretty pretentious Prius bitch.
Oh, Prius bitch works, yeah.
Whatever.
So, I drive into Virginia. Oh,
yeah, so before you went, I love the fact that right before you left was, I may be coming home Wednesday night. And we're like, the day before Thanksgiving? Because apparently there might have been some drama. So did you have, not with you, but did it live up to the expectations of the dramatic family holiday?
Even more.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was great.
Anything we're sharing?
I wish I had a Jerry Springer sound clip.
Yeah, anything we're sharing, since obviously there's probably certain things that are best left off the air.
Right. Well, no one listens to the shit anyway that I know of down there. Because, you know, God forbid they download something.
What's a download?
Right. I don't have an iPod. Basically, my sister and my mom aren't talking. So I thought me going down there and trying to arrange a surprise, Teresa's here, dinner with my mom doesn't quite work out that well.
Now, please tell me the problem was over dog play dates again.
No, it's over stupid shit that happened like 10 years ago.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
15 years ago. 10
years ago? 10, this isn't even. This is even like new stuff. Like your like your mother's has done strange things since the death of her husband, or is collecting strange things, or saying stupid shit.
No,
this is like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, I guess she. I guess your family hangs on to stuff about as long as you do.
I'm not that bad. There's no one here that I've had that issue with. I don't think. Keith, maybe. I still hate that bastard.
Oh, that's my phone. Sorry.
Way to go, Ricky.
So I'm driving into Virginia. I'm getting a little depressed because every year that I go back to Virginia, it gets worse and worse because I live in a bigger city now and I could be doing a lot more fun things.
Right.
Than going up and down mountains in Virginia.
But you don't because of the commute to work and to home.
Right. So.
That's a general Chicago thing, not Ricky.
I get home to Virginia on Saturday and I pull up to my sister's apartment and there's like five guys hanging outside of her door.
Hmm. Party.
And were they all African American?
I was not going to go there. But none of them were white, but all of them were a different race.
Oh, it was United Nations.
Yeah, it was the United Nations now, of Teresa's.
Remind
house.
Me, is Teresa single?
Yes.
Okay, so.
Not only that.
So it was IHOP.
They scatter like roaches as soon as they see my car. And that pisses me off. I'm like, what the hell is going on up in this house? And can I carry my shit around without getting murdered or robbed? Which I'm in the country. That shit doesn't really happen there except for, you know, every now and then.
But when you see, you know, no matter the ethnicity, a lot of strange men hanging outside the door of your sister where you're going to be staying.
And bolt.
And then bolt when they see a strange car. One would think, is my computer safe when I go to dinner tonight?
Well, that's funny because you think they're classy and they go out to eat. They don't do that. They
not even
rare.
McDonald's?
Well, maybe.
Okay. That's fine dining.
No Denny's, Steak and Shakes?
No. Popeyes. In fact, I took my mom to a Chinese restaurant for the first time in her life this past week.
Oh.
That tells you how much they get out.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Actually,
and to a circus.
Yeah.
Because it was like that, because as I was showing her the food, she's like, no, 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 I'll have pizza and macaroni and cheese.
So it obviously was a Chinese buffet.
Yes.
In Virginia, because of course they would have that.
Right.
Probably for the children.
She did try an egg roll. I got her try a fried dumpling.
Is it crab rangoon? Because
she did get crab rangoon.
Even when I used to hate everything Chinese, and now only half, crab rangoon is definitely the first thing that you could eat without being like,
she ate that and
weird?
She was okay.
Yeah.
And Ricky had a double helping of cream of some young guy.
I did.
Hey.
So I get to my sister's house and there's a little something off with her and I'm not for sure what it is. She has a coffee cup in her hand but she's like walking funny and I'm like, what is going on
here? Did just have a revolving door of
right.
men.
From what I observed, someone was a little tipsy off alcohol maybe, and someone was a little high off some organic
materials.
And just a little bit had too many Xanax. I went into like instant like asshole flame, like, what the fuck are you doing? Why are you like this? Your children are home. Da-da-da. You know, I just. So that happened. And then she made dinner and didn't remember.
And you stayed there?
Well, yeah. I had to that night. I get up Sunday morning. Well, actually, she leaves with me with my nephews. Whatever. Comes back. She drove this way, right? Comes back. Doesn't wake up until Sunday afternoon. And when I get home, because I just went, you know, did it, whatever. She's like, when did you get here? That was when I wanted to drive home. But it also may be that on Sunday night, I was eating at Wendy's by myself because all my family members are like, weird.
So, speaking of that, you had the most entertaining Facebook updates to us and really confused the shit out of us because this entire time we had no idea that the provider did not go with you.
Oh.
And so we were, I swear to God.
No, you did tell us you that told at us one that point he was coming.
He was going before he got his job.
Right. Yeah. So as we're reading your updates, we're both like, why the fuck is Ricky complaining about being lonely at a Starbucks with his computer in Virginia when his fucking boyfriend went to visit his family for the holidays? We did not get it until Thanksgiving Day.
He showed up to Lori's.
And she showed up until you got up to Lori's.
And I was like, how the fuck do you get
and
here?
And then I was like, well, I kind of feel bad that I never even asked him what he was doing because I had no idea that he was home.
Well, that's funny that you say that because he was like, because I had talked to Lori earlier, like the week before I left, and said, you know, Tony's going to be here. But I thought since you were going to be at Lori's that she would tell you. I didn't know there was like a miscommunication.
Yeah, no, she totally only said something as we were eating going, oh, shit, I forgot to text Ricky to tell him exactly what time we were eating. So when he got here, we reheated a plate for him.
Right. Yeah. But he liked it because he said that Lori was really attentive to him and, you know, he had fun. So
does he listen to the show?
No, not. He used to, but not anymore.
He was also a little humorous because he was kind of demanding as well. he was very particular. Mm-hmm. And at first it was like too much and made her take food back.
Oh.
And only give him an appropriate amount that he'd eat. And then.
Does he not well, he get didn't the waste idea food. Of Thanksgiving?
Yeah. And then he wanted something else. And it was almost like, Katie. And then, like, with his dirty dishes, it was just like, there were a couple moments where I was like, girl,
get off your house. But those
lesbians were doing it. I was like, shit.
Well, that's where that whole two different worlds colliding kind of thing, because to him, he's probably like, oh, well, they invited me to their house. Yeah. You know, I'm here to eat or whatever.
He's getting too used to
it. He was also in a little, not a bad mood, but he did get rained on.
He was in a bad mood because as he was on the phone with me outside of Lori's house, he was like, where the fuck do I go inside her house? There's no entrance. There's a person outside, but they won't let me in. I don't know what was happening. Well, because I guess...
Have you ever been to her house?
Well, first of all, no, I don't know. I've never been to the new
one. Well, she was in the front door. It would have been to like anyone else's house. You would need to ring the buzzer. But if you went to the back, she lives in the basement. She's the garden. So you would have to go underneath. Mm-hmm. The other person was another guest that was trying to figure out...
where to go to?
Yeah. How to get in.
Oh, so... Yeah.
So they were both led at the same time, and it was...
Yeah.
So he was like funny. So aggravating. He was like, I dropped the fucking cake on the ground and just like... But he was fine.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm so glad he did not go with me because I seriously, Sunday, would have turned around and gone right back home.
Oh, no. I would agree. If we all have dramatic family and things that shit that happen, even if they're as crazy as the revolving international IHOP of your sister's vagina.
The House of Flapjacks.
The House of Flapjacks. That.
Uh-oh.
Okay. When you take someone home to meet people for the first time and to have them experience where you grow up, that is not the kind of thing that should happen on the first day.
Mm-mm.
Maybe the sixth, which then reminds him and you why we don't live here and we never will. But I would have flipped my shit if that was my family and I brought Bradley home for the first time.
Well, I flipped my shit. And I was just there. No. I couldn't imagine.
Oh, no. I would have.
Uncomfortable.
Well, and how, and as mouthy as he is.
Awkward.
Well, the other thing is that we would have never stayed at her house because I should have not stayed there or anyone's house because they all fucking smoke.
Oh, yeah.
And it was killing me. And they can't understand the concept that smoke kills people.
Yeah.
And my sister's like smoking in her vehicle with her kids in the car.
With the windows up, of course.
Yeah, I'm like... you're killing me with the smoke. You need to roll down the windows right now.
Did you see that video I shared on Facebook with the it was Asian?
The Asian commercial?
I don't think so.
It's actually kind of touching because it basically was they'd be filming these people across the way smoking and these little kids would go up and they're like, can I have a light? And they're like, no, what the hell? Like, no, you know, don't you know that smoking does this, blah, 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 and like rambles off of all the bads about smoking. The kid goes, okay, and he gives him a piece of paper, and then it says something like, you know, like...
Thanks
you,
for looking out for me, but...
Why not look out for yourself? And then what happens is, like, everyone that we filmed threw their cigarette down and put the, they didn't throw away the piece of paper.
They kept it. But it was this whole, it was the whole concept about how we as adults see other adults doing something that's bad. We never say anything. But as soon as a child tries to participate, it's like, oh no, this is awful. But yet you still don't change.
Right. So your sister needs to be a role model.
No, but I remember when my family used to all smoke before people started dying of lung cancer and then scared them all.
My stepdad died of throat and lung cancer and my mom is still smoking.
Yeah, my aunt got a scare with it and my mom quit cold turkey because she's like, everyone is right. And then when my mom quit, I got so many apologetic phone calls of Waylon. I always thought that you were just being a bitch. I never understood how bad it smells. How your house stinks.
It hurts your body.
How it hurts your body. How your clothing, your couches, your walls. You know, when she stopped, she started to realize that. I'm like, no, it was tough coming to visit, even when you started smoking outside, because my bag would smell like smoke. My sweaters would smell like smoke, even if you weren't smoking in the house. And when you used to smoke in the house, it would be like, you go home to a partner who doesn't smoke, and it's like, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Burn
Tony.
It.
No, let me tell you, as soon as I walked in the door, he was like, what does that smell? I smell smoke. And I told him, well, I was in a house that people smoke. He goes, don't even open that bag. You're taking it down to the laundry room tomorrow in the morning and washing all the clothes in there. Which I would have done already, but it's horrible. And it just makes you have a bad time. And I was depressed almost kind of the whole time I was there.
So did anything good happen? did you have good food?
Fell out on the floor. When I was talking to my aunt, her name is Lois. She's always been like the most liberal of all my... She's a great aunt. She's always been the most liberal. She's the most positive out of the whole family. And, you know, she's just super cool. And we were in her dining room talking. And she was like, you know, what do you think about Obama? And I was like, oh, shit. Here we go. Because, you know, everybody in that area is like, no Obama. Oh, you know, so I was like, well, you know, I'm kind of happy, you know, I'm happy he won. I voted for him. She goes, me too. And I was like,
oh.
Because my other great aunt, who is her sister, what did you think about Obama? And I already knew what to say. I don't like to talk about politics because I knew who she voted for already because my aunt had told me already. But that, like, really shocked me. I was so surprised.
Now, didn't you have another weird Obama experience at the coffee house?
Yes. As my laptop. You can see this, right?
Yeah, it's a rainbow La Bamba.
La La Bamba.
It's a rainbow LGBT Barack Obama bumper sticker.
So here in Chicago, we could go to any store and put this out. No one would really even... care to look at it.
Think twice. You know? It's like background noise.
Right. It's like whatever. I pulled this out in the Starbucks and people were like,
rude. Get the fuck out. Trying to figure out what
like
it was.
Staring and staring. And it was like 30 minutes people were coming into the store and they would just stare. And they want to say something, but maybe they shouldn't kind of thing. And then this one guy comes up to me who was clearly... like gay as glitter.
Is he a homosexual?
Yeah. Gay as clearly gay as glitter. Nice.
He walks up to me and goes, sir, I just want to thank you for supporting Obama. I'm like, oh, okay, well, thanks. And he's like, and he just switched away back to his table with his friends or whatever. But even like just seeing the gay people there, it's even though it's more accepting now these days, they just seemed so oppressed there still. And it's sad. It makes me like,
yeah,
I felt uncomfortable and I could just look at them and I could tell that they're just not the same as they are here.
Yeah.
Or even Florida, it was a little bit more liberal.
So speaking of Obama, and never mind, I just lost my train of thought.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It was something funny. That we experienced, but I don't remember now what it was.
It sounded awesome.
It was awesome. It was amazing.
So this is what reminded me when you were doing, you're talking about your gay there. This little, he must be like 14-ish, if that.
Well, he looks like he's 8, but
yeah.
Yes.
But he is, I'll just give you a description. Well, he's wearing those 80s, like a blue with green. The black lens sunglasses.
He's wearing a bunch of day glow.
Yeah, Diglow to the max. And he's got a big old like MC Hammer chain looking thing going on his neck. But he's wearing these like key lime green stockings, mm-hmm. tights.
I love like, the name of this video is called Calling All the Basic, Basic Bitches.
And you'll understand why.
Calling all the basic bitches. Calling all the basic bitches. There's a new announcement. You're basic.
He says you're basic.
But I love the fact that he's doing that whole, like, by turning his... moving he's his kicking his leg like, around like he's a clock.
His leg's going around, yeah, like a
like
clock.
Arsenio like Hall. A, yeah, like Arsenio Hall, but it's with his leg.
Calling all the basic bitches. It's Lohan Tony.
That's... I kind of thought but his leg was dislocated.
But it's Lohan and Anthony kind of put together. So it's Lohanthony. Which okay. reminds me, we should talk about Liz and Dick later on.
Maybe the next show.
Just
put that out there.
Are you doing the list? The notes?
I have list notes.
We did not go out of town.
You did not?
No. We were going to, but then... the weekend before Thanksgiving, where mm-hmm. we left off, we decided to go to Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. We didn't really do anything for Brad's birthday. He had never really spent time in Indianapolis, where I lived for 9 years. And my best friends who live there were having a bit of a please come down and
be our friend
moment because they're dealing with some rough things right now, some family things.
Stuff, right?
Yeah, some family
wouldn't be able to leave.
Some family moved in, some sickness. They couldn't come up to Chicago like they wanted for his birthday or just mm-hmm. come visit. So we're like, oh, I got $50 Priceline downtown Indy tickets, nice, super nice hotels. Like, fuck it. So it was a good time. We drank a lot. We got to take him to a few of the local bars, but then also my
Before we go further into this story, when we get to the hotel, we go upstairs, we put our shit in the room, we kind of clean up after the drive and everything, freshen up, and we go in to meet them at the Metro.
Yes.
And as we literally walked right out of the hotel door, I go, our hotel room door. Mm-hmm. I look at him and I go, did you have the keys? And he looks at me and goes, no.
We walked in, we freshened up, we walked out the door. I locked our keys in the room.
Yeah.
We really, literally just checked in 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And so I had to go back down to him like, I locked my keys. She goes, I'm not really quite sure how that happens, but here's a new one.
And you're just like, we just need one.
Just one.
Just one. We're
just
fine.
Just one. We're fine. Because we'll get the other ones later.
Embarrassing.
A little bit. A little bit. And we hadn't even started drinking yet. But my best friend...
Oh, wait. Let me tell you about drinking. This shit is cheap.
Oh, we spent, Indianapolis is cheap?
We spent like at least 5 hours at the Metro. And I think we left with a bill of $35.
Well, granted, someone else did buy us several cocktails, but we had all well. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really show it to him, but he saw off my shoulder. He was like, excuse me. We drank this much, and your bill is only $30 plus tip.
It's cheap in Virginia, too.
He's like, what the hell? Well, it's because, like, you know, well drinks are $2, like, all mm-hmm. the time. It's not a special. Anyway, my best friend he runs and works the Indiana AIDS Fund. Mm-hmm. And... used to be a big member of the Pride group in Indianapolis. Used mm-hmm. to be on their board, help create and set up the Pride festivals. And the Pride stuff in Indianapolis is, they do a lot of things. And it's a philanthropic organization. They give lots of money out to different organizations and have different groups that come up to them, like the Gay and Lesbian Marching Band, you know, the Gay and Lesbian Film Festival. They have a lot of groups that come underneath them, and they do a lot of good things. Well, it was also the weekend of the Pride family Thanksgiving dinner. Mm-hmm. So we got to do that, which was not part of the plan, but it mm-hmm. was kind of interesting and fun. Got to see some people that I haven't seen in a long time. But, you know, it was kind of like if Chicago, the city, had basically like, hey, all gay people that do Pride stuff, let's have a pitch-in for Thanksgiving. And it was in this gigantic, you know, like old church room, and... it was fun. And then my best friend
was in a church.
It used to be an Orthodox Greek church, but now it's owned by the opera.
Oh, okay.
But it's like the church, like,
so
gym.
So it's like gay heaven.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And then my best friends won some scholarships through, because they have gay scholarships, and mm-hmm. the people can use to go to school, no matter how old you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to do an application, and they vote on who deserves the money by, like, you know, what you do for the community or whatever. Mm-hmm. So high schoolers were there to win this gay and lesbian, you know, scholarship, mm-hmm. and then they got one because they're getting their master's. And that was fun. And then what else did we do?
The tennis thing.
Yes. The other thing, since he's part of he runs the Indiana AIDS Foundation,
mm-hmm.
A lot of people raise money and give it to them. Well, there's a gay and lesbian tennis league in Indianapolis who any money that they raise, they donate generally to the AIDS Fund. Well, this year they have this big Christmas party, and they wanted to do like an actual, as they gave their awards to the tennis players that year, wanted to do like an actual check presentation mm-hmm. to Jason for the AIDS Fund.
And I was a little disappointed because I figured this check was going to be like...
The big one?
A big old check.
No,
it was a personal check.
Here you go.
But it was only for like $2,000 or $5,000. I can't remember.
Two.
Yeah. They still could have made a big check.
They could have.
You know how much those things cost?
They're pretty expensive.
They're like hundreds of dollars.
The big checks?
Yes.
Can't you just make one on like poster board?
You could probably draw one yourself.
But you know how janky that would look? If someone gave
you... It's
from
far away.
No, it was far away. You're in a house.
No, oh. We were in a house. The dining room.
Oh, I thought it was like an auditorium.
No, this is a holiday party for the dodgeball league. Is basically what that is.
Are you guys going to come see me? Can you dress as the cheerleader and come?
I told George, if he told me when the games are, that occasionally
every Thursday, starting on December 13th.
May come as a cheerleading nun.
December 14th.
December 13th.
13th.
Okay. To come support you. I did say, okay. I told him that the nun may make, Sister Merriment may make an appearance.
Yes.
Since cheerleading is really what she does best. But anyway, so we come to this house, and it's this beautiful house.
It's gorgeous.
And first of all, you walk in going like, shit, this is above my pay grade. Like, fuck.
But at the same time, it's still affordable for what Chicago is, probably. It's probably like some of the upper end
of
our stuff, mm-hmm. but... Like, I would honestly say a condo in downtown would equal that house.
A condo in downtown Chicago? Oh, yeah.
Even in Gold Coast.
So that's still a lot of money.
It's still a lot of money. But
anyway.
They had a huge house.
Yeah, it was an old, like, Victorian.
For how many people?
I don't know how big
I would probably
the house
assume
was,
it was at least four bedrooms.
Oh.
I think it was just...
There was no tour?
No.
First of all, we don't know these people.
We didn't know these people at all.
While you're around, have you not watched movies?
No, they had all of the other floors blocked off.
Yeah,
but
with what?
Bodyguards.
Their door.
Fuck.
But the garage was larger than the house.
These tennis people don't fucking mess
yeah,
around.
Yeah, the garage was larger than the house, and that's where they had all their beer. It was really weird. Anyway, we walk in this house, and everyone is basically...
Sounds like a meth house to me.
Yeah, sure.
It's
everyone
too pretty for that.
Is...
fit as a fiddle.
Attractive and fit as fuck. So basically, you walk in, and they're all like...
So you couldn't eat anything.
Right. You walk
or
in
drink anything.
You walk in, and they're all like... I don't know you, but I know you don't play tennis. Like, you could see the judgment in their eyes. And, you know, and of course, the one guy who's running is very nice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Grabbed
my bum.
James LeRoy's ass.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Like, I think this skinny bitch wanted to get on the James LeRoy bandwagon.
I wasn't aware he's quite that skinny.
Hey, who doesn't?
No, but I think this guy might have liked a little meat.
Oh.
Yeah. He was super skinny, the other guy. So, of course, he offers us, you know, eat, drink, be mm-hmm. merry, and we're like, no.
We're good. We just ate.
Pretty much. So we sit in this, like,
you're starving.
So we sit in this, like, you know, this little really adorable, like, sitting room mm-hmm. while we're just, like, waiting.
I really think that it was, like, a second bedroom, but they took the doors off.
Oh, my God. Did it feel like Downton Abbey?
A little bit, but they were all there watching, and, like, they would talk, and they would, like, be looking at us, like... Who are these people?
Did they have servers and slaves and stuff?
No.
But there's these two older bitches there, and by bitches I mean old ladies.
Mm-hmm.
They were kind of a little demanding.
Well, yeah, but the gay guys were not having it because the one guy because they were like, put ice in this, and the guy was like,
yeah, she was handing it to him. She's like, I can't open this.
Open
Who can
this.
Do this?
Someone pour me a drink.
Yeah.
They've been around too many gays that mm-hmm. did stuff for them.
And then as she turned their heads, the guy turns to his friend and it's like, I don't know who the fuck she thinks I am or who she is, but sure, I'll get you ice.
Mm-hmm.
And we just had this face of like, mm-hmm, bitch, don't ask me for something else.
Yeah.
Here, get your drink and move on. But so we're sitting there, and it's like it was the most awkward thing forever. Finally, he gets the check. And this whole time, though, we see this little baby infant.
Oh, like not even like in the corner, is this the one told?
In the corner, and that it was, you know, being held by these really attractive bears that were not quite chunky bears, but like athletic bears. And I was like, oh, cute. Well, on the way out, or during the presentation, they were talking about how this was like a lot of firsts for the tennis club, that they had their first baby, and then talked about the baby weight, that new TV show on Logo.
Yes.
This couple was on the TV show, and they ended up getting their baby, and I think that their show airs this week or next week. And then we got to talk to them on the way out about the baby, and not like get a grill them or anything, because I wish we could have, but...
Were they pretentious?
No, they were super sweet and hot, and we're like, your baby's really, you know, adorable.
Oh, no, it's Mike.
Oh.
And then they were joking of stuff like, thanks, we had nothing to do with it. You know, they were just kind of fun. But yeah, so it was a nice...
It was a nice weekend.
Busy weekend.
And then we came back, had Thanksgiving at Lori's on Thanksgiving Day. We did the orphans Thanksgiving with her. And then...
We had people over on Saturday.
Yeah.
And did kind of a smaller, scaled back as you get for 10 people, you know, just kind of instead of like an open house, just trying to.
I just know I wasn't invited.
Because you were telling us
you were in Virginia.
Please. And my parents were supposed to come, which is part of why we did it. And then, of course, I got bailed on. So then we replaced.
Literally them. On like Wednesday night.
Yeah. So then we replaced them with some other people. And yeah. No, and that was fun. It was fun. Tried some new foods.
It's good, though, because when I got home on Saturday...
You went to bed.
I went to bed and didn't wake up until, like, 18 hours later.
We were all taking... We were all... Nap we ever. Were laughing at the party, and we were taking bets on whether or not you'd show up, because you talked about at the show that you were going to come home early and come over, even though you weren't invited.
But I didn't know about Saturday's dinner.
No, that's what we were talking about with Saturday. Yes. Because I told you we weren't having a Thursday. We were never having a Thursday.
Right, but I was talking about Lori's dinner when I said I was going to come home early.
I thought you...
Because I didn't know about the Saturday dinner until Monday when...
Oh, we told you. We talked about that before.
We told you about the Saturday dinner, but... And that's what we assumed.
I don't remember. Yeah. But anyway, we were funny because we're like... we are like $10 that Ricky shows up. And then all of a sudden it's like, nope. The provider basically just said, stop texting. He's asleep.
Yeah.
I don't know why I slept so much. I didn't feel that tired, but...
I'm always tired after those drives. Even if you're not exhausted, if you just close your eyes, it's like, out.
By the way, about my trip. Okay, so I didn't go on any toll roads until I got to West Virginia. Well, when I came back, I was on a toll road in Illinois. But I was on a toll road in West Virginia, and it was a total of $8 through West Virginia.
Well, they...
What?
Through the whole state?
Well, you know, you weren't on a toll road in Indiana if you went on the Skyway.
Well, I may have been in Indiana. I didn't know it. I just... Because I only paid twice for... When I came home, when I got to Indiana.
Did you pay cash or do you have the...
The thing.
Oh, the Indiana ones work for that.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have to.
So maybe I was in Indiana at one point and then I was in Chicago or the other. Well, I had to be because I saw Gary or whatever.
You go past Gary when you take the non-interstate route.
I probably didn't notice.
It depends if you take 80, 94 or if you took 90. 90 is a toll road and you could continue taking that all the way across northern Indiana.
I don't know what I did. The GPS told me to do it.
I know you went through Indianapolis, so if you were on it, you were on it for not that long.
But West Virginia toll roads are crazy. It's $2 per toll, and I went through four of them.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's their state trying to make some money.
It's West Virginia. It's not that great. Mm-hmm. Come on now. So what else do we have going on? We are at,
Yeah, that doesn't work. Okay.
Well, I don't know. Are we going to do a second show? Or are we going to make
this a
big one?
We'll do a second show. But I was going to say something. Oh, you guys, the Christmas cards. Make sure that you go sign up for those at the website.
Yeah. And we hope that you'll get them somewhere appropriately. But they may end up being...
New Year's cards. As in January.
It may be Christmas in July at this point.
Right. Yeah.
Bad about that.
It's not that we're bad. We were fantastic.
Right.
This year, we, of course,
all the good intentions.
We're trying to do something that is epic. Much more epic than...
A lot of work.
...than before, and it is turning out to not fit our lifestyles.
And it's kind of pricey.
Yes.
It has become pricey. Our idea is super pricey, and you know we're poor.
Right. If not, we are going to have a lot of use out of shit.
Materials.
That is going to be interesting and how they get reused in the future.
Halloween.
They may get rented out.
Shit.
All right, so we're going to end this one, and then we're going to do all the emails and phone calls on the next one.
Yeah.
Because we're kind of out of time on this one, right?
Okay. So this is our Thanksgiving episode.
Yes. So thank you, everyone, for listening. We appreciate you for listening throughout the year.
Are y'all thankful for anything, since we didn't talk about what we're thankful for?
You know what? Let's answer the... Should we answer the besties question or wait till the last one?
I'm thankful for pants that still fit.
Fit.
Hey, I can button it. That's all I can
say.
Well,
I can button mine too, but that doesn't mean they fit.
Yeah, right. When it's... Is a little crack showing or is the whole crack showing? Right. Like those fat old guys who are still wearing pants from when they were 20 and they're in their 40s. And it's like, dude, your waist is not at your knees.
Right. Oh, what am I thankful for? I'm thankful for my health. I'm thankful to have wonderful friends. Thankful for Tony.
Yeah. I could be cheesy as well and say I'm thankful for Bradley.
Aww. I'm thankful for Mary.
I love my Bradley.
Hey, you never know. By the time you guys get married, it might be legalized.
I know. That's what everyone's saying. They're like, so if it's legal, you get married. I'm like, first of all, we're getting married on a ship. It's not going to be legal if it's at sea. And second of all, it has to be legal in Florida. So whatever we do, we'd figure it out in Illinois when we got back. Mm-hmm. No, I guess, yeah, I'm thankful for all that. I'm thankful for a job, even though that doesn't look fun soon, which we can talk about in the next show.
Oh.
It's a little frightening, especially when your boss says, I would look for a new job. You're like, So my work at home stint could be over. Who knows?
You can come work with me.
No. No. Okay. I doubt they'll pay me enough. And... I doubt they'll pay me for enough. I'm not going to manage a call center.
It's not really a call center.
And I don't have experience in that kind of insurance or finance.
It's easy.
Well, I know. But I'd have to be your boss, because that's pretty much the level I'm at.
Well, they are hiring a person to be our boss.
So. Could you imagine if I became your boss?
You would hate him.
I would love it.
You would really hate him.
I can guarantee... Oop, let me make some noise here, because...
Oi.
I can guarantee you wouldn't like it. I'm really fun to work with, but as my old friends in my last company said, you're a bit of a bitch as a boss.
There's nothing there that's that stressful where you have to be bitchy. Like, there are no bitchy bosses there.
No,
the people you work with are bitchy.
No, what would happen is I would be like, you know, bosses... Don't you find it incredibly inefficient that every single one of our employees have so much time to be on their personal computers?
They do not care. Believe me.
You say that, but once Waylon gets there.
Right.
We're like, well,
all laid off.
If I forced them to work this hard, we wouldn't have to hire anyone new.
All right, let's go.
Bye.
Bye, this is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
Oh my God, this is Waylon.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Wayne Willie, James LeRoy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.